I'm sure that if you're married and have kids, you've had moments where you and your spouse have a somewhat different approach to parenting. You're not seeing eye to eye, and it can be a very uncomfortable feeling. I'm John Fuller, along with Dr. Danny Huerta, who heads up our parenting team here at the ministry. And Danny, it's pretty common, I'm guessing, for parents to be on different pages when it comes to the kids.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's very, very common. And can be difficult because sometimes one child connects better with one parent, whereas maybe they're just not connecting with you. And for parents, that could bring out some insecurities around rejection that you've struggled with. And there's some healthy reasons and there's some unhealthy reasons why a child may be attaching more with one parent than the other, or just responding more to one parent.
You know, yeah, I can feel like, what's Dina doing? I mean, why am I the guy that's out of favor here?
Yeah.
You can love me. So I guess that's my own insecurity, isn't it?
It can be, but you know, you have to figure, is one parent more soft than the other and the child can get away with things and you're fostering more selfishness in your child, or is it that personality connects better?
Okay.
It could be that.
Or what about the child is triangulating? In other words, mom is not giving me what I want. I think I'll try dad next. Oh, parenting is hard. You just really need some wisdom. And we're going to hear now from Brenda Garrison. And she was talking to Jim Daly about what it was like for her and her husband, Gene, as their daughter, Katie, was acting out in a pretty rebellious fashion.
Brenda, that grieving I want to talk about, okay, because that grieving process, people wouldn't recognize it necessarily as that, but that is exactly what it is. Mm-hmm. You're grieving the loss of an expectation that you thought would be fulfilled.
Sure.
That can play with people in a variety of ways. How did you and Gene in your marriage manage that? Because usually there's conflict there with the parents, between them.
Mm-hmm.
The conflict with the child is obvious, but it's laying in bed at night having this talk, and it can be, you have failed her, or you have failed her.
Mm-hmm.
You begin to incriminate one another about your lack of parenting skills or what you didn't do. Did you and Gene have any of that?
We didn't. However, we kept the conversation going. We've always been like daily talkers. I mean, just always keeping up with each other daily. And we were encouraging to each other. And then as God started to show me what I was doing wrong with her and how I needed to change my parenting style, because obviously it wasn't working. I wasn't relating to her. She wasn't feeling like I cared for her. As I started to open up to Gene and share, okay, this is what I'm thinking. He's like, okay. He very graciously and gently said, yes, you could try this. Or the next time you use that tone, then maybe you could use a different tone. And he kind of helped me along in that without being condemning.
Did you see a different relationship that Gene had with your daughter, Katie, than you had?
Oh, my word, yes. Mm. Oh, my word. He was so easy. I mean, just sit back in the chair and chat.
Did that make you angry?
Angry, yes. And because I wanted him to address things that were like stirring in me. And again, personalities. He's more laid back. He's more the introvert. I'm more the extrovert. I'm more, you know, type A. And it's like, you know, we can't be happy as a family until we deal with this. And I think too many parents take that. We can't be happy as a family until everybody's doing what they should do.
Brenda, I want to pick up right there because I think, again, so many couples can spin out when they have seen and applied a different parenting approach, and the one parent who feels the rules aren't being followed can really get aggressive in that environment and feel unsupported. And I want to have you speak to that parent that's living it right now today.
Okay.
What can she do or he do when she's not or he's not feeling supported by a spouse, that they've got a discipline problem with their teenager? You were living that. You were upset. Internally, at least, how did God get your attention to say, maybe it's about more than just the rules?
In that moment when Katie was getting ready to move, and instead of my usual, you know, launching into a lecture, he really quieted me, and I did not say a word. The rest of that conversation was between Gene and Katie, and was as I was sitting quietly, he was telling me, you have got to change your parenting style, because if you don't, you are going to lose your daughter and cause damage that's going to take years to repair. And so from that point on, I was very careful in what I said to her and how I said it. I did it, everything from that point forward, I realized God showed me, I will now be her teacher. Life will be her teacher. And what my part was to show her love, to build relationship with her. And it, like I said, it wasn't all roses. It took a long time. We were on very thin ice for a long time. But I just continually, you know, send a little text, send groceries home with her. We always made sure she had food. Spoke little things of love to her to let her know, no matter what you're doing, I still love you and I still want a relationship with you.
This is powerful because, again, so many people are living in this place.
Well, Danny, some parents are totally identifying with Brenda. They have a child they just can't seem to maintain a relationship with, or it's so hard. There are some parents that I know, and they can't even speak to their child before things just escalate. They blow up, explode. In other words, they never seem to have normal. It's always this escalated emotional plateau kind of thing. What's going on there?
Various things could be impacting that, from mental illness to a traumatic event potentially in your relationship, or just hurt that has happened. But there is something underneath the surface that's pretty obvious. It's coming out in the behaviors, and you guys are stuck. So as parents, be curious about what that is. What is causing us to get stuck? What's happening in my child? What's happening in me? What are the triggers? Be curious about that, because that's going to help you not get stuck on the behaviors and the argument, but go a little deeper.
Okay.
And maybe you ask the question, hey, we seem to argue every single time, and I want to know what it is that you see me doing in this that gets us stuck. Be open to that feedback.
That's a question I'm going to put in my back pocket, because I do have a child, an adult child, and we've had to just temporarily push pause on some serious conversations because every time we even get close, boom, there's something. I'm triggering something and I haven't quite figured out. Yeah. It's really hard as a parent to pretend like that doesn't exist. I can't. But it's very hard not to push and say, are you ready now? Can we talk about that now? Can we please talk about that?
So, well, and John, it's important to look at our approach. If, in fact, there's an argument over and over and over again that happens, you may already be coming in defensive, or you may already be coming with a certain posture that creates a triggering in your child, and their defenses go up. So as you approach this, are you expecting something new and different to happen? And are you going deeper in it? Hey, maybe you ask the question, what are you seeing right now? And what do you see my intention is? Is it to change you, to control you, or to love you? What do you see my intention as? And they may say, well, you're trying to control me. Okay, well,
Were you listening last week when I had a conversation with one of my kids? Seriously, that's what he said. He said, you're just trying to control me. I said, how?
Well, maybe it's, I really want to love you. So help me know how to love you in a way that I can guide you as well.
Yeah.
Because I need to guide you places, and I get to be your dad. I get to guide you, but sometimes I don't do it just right, and just know that I'm a very imperfect human being, and I want to love you, and I also am looking for respect and trust as we're doing this.
This is a private session, John and Dr. Danny, and so thank you for the insight, because even as you're speaking, I'm thinking my question, how, is really pretty innocent. Like, I'm not seeing it, but I'm suddenly understanding he is feeling triggered by that, because now there's an answer that dad is expecting. There's a right answer here.
Right.
So instead, I love, just punch it one more time, because I can't push the rewind button like a podcast listener. So I should better say, it would be better perhaps to say, well, what are you seeing right now?
Or help me understand this a little bit more clearly.
Yeah. Just tone it down and use a few more words.
I'm not here to control you. Yeah. I have a hard enough time controlling me. I don't need to control other people. But I need to love you well by guiding you and directing you in a certain way. And it's very life-giving to correct you. And I want to do that faithfully and with wisdom. And sometimes we're getting stuck.
Yeah.
And I need to figure out why. Because it doesn't make sense if I'm trying to love you and I know you love me back, that we're getting stuck somewhere here. So let's figure that out, because we know that we both have good intentions towards each other here, and we need to establish trust. So let's go there first.
That is so good, so powerful, and thank you. Now, the session is over. I'm going to address the audience and just say, obviously, we know what struggles are like with our kids. Focus on the Family has a tremendous team of caring Christian counselors, and it would be an honor for us to field a call from you if you're struggling and to have one of those counselors give a call back. It's about a 20, 25-minute free consultation. Danny, you used to be part of that team.
I did.
So
yeah,
you would
I was.
Call people back, and what would that sound like?
Oh, so a parent would call, or a person, just anyone, yeah. would call the line and would tell us about, well, first we would say, this phone call is completely confidential, so just know that. You have a confidential phone call. And then we would listen in as to what the issue is, and we'd give some feedback, some practical tools. And then if it made sense, we would give a number to a counselor in their area. And so if you call in, know that we may refer you to a Christian counselor that's gone through quite a process to be on our list, mm-hmm. and we'll refer you to that person to continue on that journey towards healing.
Yeah, and I've used these services as employees. We get a couple hours of consults free per year, and so I just want to say from personal experience, we have needed them, and we've also needed ongoing counseling with a couple of situations. So don't let counseling scare you off. It's help. It's hope. It's encouragement. And we're a phone call away. 800, the letter A in the word family. And we'll have a link in the show notes as well. Also in the notes, we're going to link over to Brenda Garrison's book, which has her incredible story, Love No Matter What. And it's going to offer hope if you're facing a challenge, especially as the kids are getting older. Things get hard. And so please know that this is a terrific book. It'd be a privilege to send it out to you. We're making it available for a donation of any amount to the ministry of Focus on the Family. Maybe you want to help support our counselors. Maybe you want to help support these podcasts or other resources that Focus has. However we've helped you, please pay it forward a bit with a donation, and we'll send that book to you. All the details are in the show notes. We'll hear more from Brenda next time about how she learned to better relate to her daughter and her own unique personality. For now, I'm John Fuller, and on behalf of Dr. Danny Huerta and the entire team, thanks for joining us for the Focus on the Family Parenting Podcast.
It can be challenging to inspire your community to see life the way God sees it. So what's the solution? Well, on June 15th, Focus on the Family is hosting Sea Life 24. And no matter where you are or who you are, you can be a part of this free event with speakers like Ben and Kirsten Watson and real stories about choosing life. Sea Life 24 will inspire you to translate your faith into action. Register today at sealife24.org.